Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. 800-531-3815. Alexis Goodsman is our guest and our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of a number of books, including one of them that I'm holding in my hand, Unforeseen Circumstances, Strategies and Technologies for Protecting Your Business and Your People in a Less Secure World. And the one just before this, The E-Commerce Arsenal. She's our good friend. Alexis, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always. And folks, Alexis is, as I mentioned earlier in the hour, Alexis is one of our top folks who helps us put our best foot forward online and make sure that we get the most out of our online activity. You know, Alexis, I was talking with a guy named Kirk Chaffetz, a new friend, in the last hour, and he's written an outstanding new book called Thinking Inside the Box, and he talks about the fact that he doesn't think that there is a new economy. And his perspective his approach to that is from the standpoint that the laws of economics and the fundamentals of operating a business haven't changed at all, not even a little bit. And so therefore he says that it's inappropriate to say that there is a new economy. I disagreed with him to this degree, and that is that the addition of the internet and that whole dimension that we have to the marketplace now is a whole lot more than just going from a horse-drawn carriage to a pickup truck. A lot of difference there. And so from that standpoint, from the standpoint that we've got this whole new dimension that where we can do business now, to me, I think that qualifies as a new economy.
You know, I'm sort of mixed on this. I'll say in 1994, 1995, you know, way before most people were online, and all these people were opening up their internet companies.
Right.
I remember saying that eventually, I remember writing that eventually the internet company would be like an accounting company. For most companies, it would just be a department.
Uh-huh.
And it would just sit right between accounting and payroll or something. And it wouldn't be a whole new, there would be companies just like today, there are companies that do nothing but accounting. It wouldn't be it's not the core business of a business. So I guess I'm slightly more inclined to agree with him.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember all those flash in the pan companies that thought they were about retail on the internet being so different from retail.
Right.
And that's actually something I want to get at today, is that if the point is to sell the person a product, then to that person, it isn't really a new economic
transaction. Exactly. Nothing along those lines have changed.
Right.
But the fact that person has another place to go and look for you.
Right. It's another channel.
Yeah.
Really. So I don't know. You know, I mean, I've never heard anybody say it in exactly the words he used, but that sounds like a really good way to put it.
Well, the thing is that do you believe that every business should be represented online?
I think at a minimum you need just like a business card online, even if that's just your URL with a little bit of information about you, so the search engines can find you. So if somebody goes looking for you, you almost don't exist if you don't exist online.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, I interviewed the CEO of, I won't say, one of the top five largest shopping sites on the web. Not the CEO, the chief operating officer and president. I interviewed him and he was brilliant. And then I went back to my desk. I was so impressed with having talked to him, and I typed his name into Google, and I got 7 entries.
Wow.
And I emailed him, and I said, were you a member of the Witness Protection Program? Because I couldn't imagine anybody could be that invisible. I mean, to me, that was a huge handicap for him. Because, you know, he's obviously not going to be with that company forever. See, I can't be funny occasionally, Jim. but the thing is, it's being invisible on the web is, I mean, if you're not there, you don't exist.
Right.
And a lot of people are lazy, and the fastest, easiest way to do research is you go to Google or you go to Yahoo.
You Google somebody, yeah.
You go to AOL, you Google somebody. I know. You know, and I Google everybody. I Google everybody I interview. I Google, and so when, and in fact, it's sort of like it's a criterion. How cool are you? Oh,
uh-huh.
700 entries, not bad. Ooh, 1,200, a little better, but 7. So You know, I think, yes, you at a minimum, I mean, if you type in someone's name or someone's company's name and nothing matches, that makes the person who's doing the searching kind of suspicious as to the legitimacy of your business.
Well, so what are some things that we can, obviously, we want to take it to the next level. We want to go just a little bit beyond just being located on the net. What's the next thing that you recommend?
Well, you know, it's interesting. In 2000, I wrote a book called The E-Commerce Arsenal, and actually now I jokingly call it 12 Ways to Spend Money Without Any Results. But it was about 12 technologies. Well, you know, yes, you would get a result, but today people don't have the money to spend on technologies. And frankly, what you're probably going to do as a small business owner is go to someone who does web hosting, and you're going to get them to give you a package, and that's going to include your website, maybe your email. They do a little bit of design work for you. They give you an interface so you can type in your content. And you're not going to spend additional money on, say, site search if it isn't built into the package, or on instant chat if it's not built into the package. But what you do need to spend energy on, that next level, is giving your prospects and your visitors the right words, the words they want to hear, they need to hear, words that resonate with them, words that literally seduce them, especially if your business has a long buying cycle. My focus is on helping companies that do business-to-business acquisition, meaning if you're a business and you sell to businesses as opposed to selling to consumers. This is not a good necessarily a good model if you're selling toothpaste, but it's a good model if you're selling, say, servers, or if you're selling printing supplies or something that a business would use, especially if it's a product that has a longer buying cycle. You can use a seduction model to keep the prospect engaged until they're ready to make the decision. But in any case, you still need, it's got to be about words. It's got to be about the words you use, because words are basically free.
Right.
If you put the wrong words on your website, people either get more confused than they were when they got there.
Well, you know, I'm glad to hear you say that, because, see, I, as a writer, I've always been, I mean, even before I was a professional writer, I've always cared about the words. And I remember people would write, I would see the letters that they would write, and I would see so many missed opportunities, and because they used the wrong words or they didn't pay enough attention to a word, it'd be a really important letter, but they wouldn't really focus on it.
Now, I know what you're saying. Let me give you an example of how effective
we're,
how.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask you to hold on to that, because we're going to the break in just a few seconds. The folks, the words that you use, especially if it's if you only have a little bit of space for those words, cluck over every single word. Make sure that they're all in the right position. And if you can't do it, get somebody to help you. This is very important. And we're going to get Alexis to give us some more examples of this right after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. Alexis Goodsman is our guest and our good friend. She's the author of Unforeseen Circumstances and The E-Commerce Arsenal. Her last name is spelled G-U-T-Z-M-A-N, Alexis D. Goodsman. So type that into any of the online search engines or ask for her at any of your local bookstores. You'll be able to find out what she has to offer. Also, I'm going to get her to give us her website. Go ahead, Alexis.
It is alexisgoodsman.com.
Okay.
The last name is spelled G-U-T-Z-M-A-N.
So check that out when you get a chance. You got a lot of free stuff there, I know. And
yep, lots of good articles, resources, stuff you can't find anywhere else.
Yeah. She does a lot of good research, too, folks, a lot of important research that if you want to get into a little more sophisticated level of understanding how your business works, she can do that for you, too.
I probably have more information about publishing a newsletter, everything from what you should write to how you should do it to which software you should use than anywhere else on the web.
Which brings me to a point here, and this is a little bit of a commercial for you, but it's also something I wanted to ask with regard to something that came up last hour. We were talking about the importance of an email newsletter, but some people want an email newsletter, but they clearly don't have the tools. They don't have the, you know, you and I have been talking about words for the last few minutes, and and they don't have the ability to do that. At least they don't think that they do. And I brought up the point that there are people out there who are in the business to help you to do that, you create those letters, and you're one of those people.
Exactly. I will write your newsletter. I mean, you know, sit down with you, talk about what message you want to convey, write the newsletters every week or month or whatever often you publish, and even publish them for you, do all the production, testing, all that good stuff.
That's important, folks. And I think that's the thing. If you're in the whatever kind of business, you're probably not in the publishing business. And what a newsletter is important. An email newsletter is important, but it's also important to make sure that it's done well and that it's done on a regular basis and on time. And that's where I think people like Alexis and others who offer that service can be very valuable to you. And Alexis, if somebody wanted to contact you about that, could they do that at your website?
Yes. All my phone number is right at the top. Just actually revised it a little bit.
AlexisGoodsman.com.
Right.
Now,
if you type in Alexis Marketing at a search engine, you'll find me right away.
Okay, that sounds good. Alexis, why do people disregard the words?
You know, I don't know. I was about to tell you, let me tell you my little story about how powerful words are. I think people are lazy. I mean, I think fundamentally people don't distinguish between word A and word B. It just because it's, once they think of one, they think it's good enough. And I think when it comes to words, good enough is not good enough, basically. I'll tell you a little story. A few years back, I decided that I would like to work for the Vice President of the United States. This is about a handful of years ago, okay? I knew nobody in the White House. I knew nobody in the old executive office building. I knew nobody.
I don't know why this surprises me, Alexis. As long as I've known you, I have no idea why. I was just surprised by that.
Not surprising. Wait till you meet me in person someday, Jim. Anyway, so I decided that was what I wanted to do. So I sat down, and in about over a week and a half, I wrote this page-and-a-half letter, and I mean I wrote it, and I edited it, and I edited it, and I made sure it was not more than a page and a half, because I knew if it were more than a page and exactly a half, it would probably not get read all the way through. I wrote the best letter I have ever written in my life. And you know what happened when that letter was opened by the chief of staff of the vice president?
What?
He picked up the phone and called me.
Wow.
And I got an interview, and I got a job offer.
Wow.
On the first interview, because the letter was that good. So it doesn't mean what that tells you is words mean things to people.
Let me throw a little history in here. You've heard of a guy named Adam Smith?
Yes.
He's one of my heroes. He's the father of modern economics, folks.
Right.
He wrote the book called Wealth of Nations. He said there were the three most important inventions by human beings in the history of humanity are, you know what the three are, Alexis? The first one is money.
Money, okay.
The second one is the economic tables, basically mathematics.
And the printing press, probably.
The third one is the written word.
The written word, yeah.
The three most important things in humanity, one of them is the written word.
I agree. I even think that people should, if you have a really important email message to send, hire someone to write it for you if that is not your specialty.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you know, people, you can paint your own room, but sometimes you just bring in an expert because... It's important that it be done right.
And even if you think you are the perfect person, whether you are or not, even if you think you are, let somebody look at and edit what you have to say, just in case you aren't.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things I do for executives, usually, you know, not small business typically, but, you know, could be, is write byline columns for them. Sometimes you see a column in a publication that says, you know, that it's written by the CEO of some company with a picture there talking about what they do, or, you know, talking about something relevant that their company happens to be an expert in. You know, those are the kinds of things where it really pays when a lot of people are going to be seeing it. And the space appears to be free, but it was really hard to get, and you had to wait a long time to get your column in there. It pays to have somebody else take a nice critical look at it and maybe reorganize it so it's more effective.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So the words are important, but even on your website, it's something else that I think, Alexis, that we ought to do is go back periodically, maybe once, you know, if you don't have a really dynamic website, at least once a quarter or so, go back and look at the words that you have up there and see if they still mean the same thing.
I agree. You know, I think it's a good exercise. You know, like on a day when the phone isn't going to ring, you know, like say Good Friday, or, you know, if you're in the office as a small business owner, admit it, you're always in the office.
Saturday, Sunday, yeah.
So a Saturday or a Sunday when the phone is not going to ring, and just spend 2 or 3 hours and print off your whole website and take the time to make sure it's as good as it can be, because even in a matter of 2 or 3 months, vocabulary may change. You may find that people were talking about things one way 3 months ago, and now everybody's using a different expression when you go to a trade show.
Well, or you thought it was the right word to use, and now you realize that you actually used it improperly.
Exactly.
But the other thing is about your website that's so important, Alexis, that the reason you need to keep editing it is because you need to learn how to say more with less.
It's so true.
Very important. Alexis Goodsman, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Good job today, and we'll see you again real soon. AlexisGoodsman.com. She'll be back, folks, I promise. Quick break, right back with Brad Huskin. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.